Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord, glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are sharing with you on the subject of overcoming slothfulness in your life. God wants us to overcome that spirit of slothfulness. He doesn't want us to be lazy. He doesn't want us to be sluggish. He doesn't want to be one who is asleep. Instead, we are to be on fire for the Lord. We're to be diligent. We're to be doing things promptly. We're to be putting forth the effort to accomplish what God wants. In Revelation chapter 3, he talks about those that are lukewarm. He says, I know thy works. Thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. A person who is lukewarm is one who has let in the cold coupled together with the hot. They obviously have some knowledge of God, they have some of the things of God in their life, but they've let some things of sin or of the world, of the flesh come in. And they are now lukewarm. They've gotten slothful, they've gotten lazy, and they are deceived. This spirit of slothfulness will hinder you from seeing things clearly. In fact, he says there in verse 17, because thou sayest, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, it deceives you. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked? A person who's slothful and lazy and lukewarm, those are the ones that are deceived. They think they're okay, but in reality they're wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. You know, that's the state of a lot of people today. They're in that state. They don't see it very clearly. But if you're not on fire for the Lord and doing what He wants you to do, then you are not in line with what He wants. You're miserable, poor, blind, and naked if you're not on fire for the Lord. That lukewarmness must be purged out of your life. And an important area is overcoming the spirit of slothfulness and getting rid of it. In Romans chapter 11, verse 8, he says that God gave them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear. That's what the spirit of slumber does. When a spirit of slumber or slothfulness is upon a person, they will not be able to see things. They will not be able to hear what God is really saying because they have given place to the enemy. This slothfulness is a very wicked spirit that is hindering you from possessing the promises of God. There's an animal called a sloth. This particular animal hangs upside down in the trees. It sees the world upside down, and if its food is not close within reach, it will starve to death because it is so slow. In fact, it's almost extinct because of its peculiar lifestyle. The sloth moves so slowly that the algae grows on their skin, giving them a green tint. Slothfulness. This is what this animal, the sloth, is where we get slothfulness from. Someone who moves so slowly. Someone who is slow and sluggish and lazy. What does God want us to do? Philippians 2, he says that we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. We're to hearken unto his voice. In Judges chapter 18, verse 9, he told them to arise, go up, see the land is good. Don't be slothful, but enter to possess it. If you are not entering to possess the promised land by doing what the Word says, you are slothful. If you're not spending time studying the Word of God, what God says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, to rightly divide the Word of truth. If you're not spending the time in the Word and studying the Word, you are slothful. In Joshua chapter 18, in verse 3, he says, how long is slack to go and possess your land, drive out all the enemies? They need to drive out all the enemies, and this speaks of deliverance. We have got to drive out all the demonic spirits, eliminate every enemy from our life, and not be slack to go and possess the land. Many people let the attitudes of I don't want to, I'm too busy, I've got too many other things I want to do, I don't feel like it, those attitudes come up and take hold of them. That is the spirit of slothfulness working at you, that you will not do what God wants you to do. That procrastinating spirit needs to be eliminated. That's a person who has become slothful and sluggish and lazy. God wants you to turn away from that. Over in 2 Samuel chapter 11, there in verse 1, this is the case where we saw that when David was the king at that time, and it said that at this time the kings would go forth to battle. And it said that David sent Joab and his servants with him and all Israel, and they destroyed the children of Ammon and besieged Rabbah. But David tarried still at Jerusalem. This is the time when kings go forth to battle. David was lazy. David was slothful. He sent Joab and his servants out to fight the battle, but he didn't go himself, and he tarried at Jerusalem. What happened? It came to pass in the evening time, David arose from off his bed, walked upon the roof of the king's house, and from the roof he saw a woman washing herself, and the woman was very beautiful to look upon. That was Bathsheba. And the result was he ended up getting into adultery and ultimately committing murder to her husband Uriah. You know, if you ever let the attitudes, I'll let somebody else fight the battle. I'll let somebody else witness. I'll stay home from church today. I don't feel like doing the Word of God today. I don't feel like praying. That is the evidence of a spirit of slothfulness in your life. You know, David was the king, and what are we? We are kings under the King of Kings. God has called us into the battle. We put on the armor of God for the fight. If you are slothful and don't go fight, you are in sin. And when you are in sin, as David was, you're in danger of falling into worse sin and deception. And that's exactly what happened with David getting hooked up with Bathsheba, committing adultery and committing murder and killing her husband Uriah. Slothfulness is a very selfish spirit. It'll cause you to do what you want to do rather than being responsible to go forth and do what God wants you to do. God has called you to fight the good fight of faith, and He wants you to get up and start doing what He tells you to do in the Word of God. Very important. Well, we've got to overcome this, and we can. Look at Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Here's a case where, if we look at the ant, what's he do? He works consistently to accomplish the task. Ants don't work for themselves, they work for all to do their special task to perform what needs to be done. Have you ever seen an ant just sitting around doing nothing? No, the ants are busy. They are at work doing what they need to do in order to accomplish the task before them. And we need to consider her ways and be wise. The ant goes forth and does what's necessary to provide her meat in the summer and gather her food for the harvest. We cannot be those who are going to be sluggard. The sluggard is one who sleeps spiritually. It talks about sleeping here physically, but we take it in a spiritual understanding for us. A sluggard is one who is asleep spiritually. He's not arising. He's not going forth. He's lukewarm. He's lazy. He even thinks he's okay, but he's not doing what God wants him to do. In fact, that is a route for poverty to come upon you and want in your life. You've got to learn to rise up and do what God says. He says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. In Proverbs chapter 10, verse 26, it says this, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. What does vinegar do to your teeth? It's irritating, isn't it? What does smoke do to the eyes? It brings an irritating feeling to you. What is a sluggard to those that send him? It is very irritating. Why? Because he does not do what he's supposed to do. Well, have you been sent forth? Yes, you have. You are an ambassador for Christ. You've been sent forth from heaven. You are a sojourner and a pilgrim here, an ambassador for Christ. You've been sent out to witness. You've been sent here to be a prayer warrior. You've been sent here to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to do the works of God. And if you are not entering into that, if you are being one who is a lazy person, a slothful one who will not go and do what God wants you to do, a sluggard to those that send him, then you are going to be displeasing to the Lord. You're going to be irritating. Well, we don't want to be that. We want to be a witness for the Lord. We want to be doing what he wants us to do. And this is because we're going to be one who's going to be diligent to do the things that God has set before us, because we deny ourselves. People that are slothful are very selfish. They need to turn away from selfishness and choose to do what God has told them to do in the Word. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 27. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Here the guy who's slothful, he goes out in the hunt, but he doesn't eat what he caught. This speaks of one who's able to start projects, but he never finishes them. He's a procrastinator. He's lazy. It's only the diligent ones that enjoy the fruit. Are you one who has about 10 projects started, but you never finish them? Have you started this project and that project and started doing this Bible study, but never finished it? Have you said, well, I'm going to go out and witness. I'm going to start going out and witnessing consistently, but you never do it? That shows evidence of a slothful person. God says, turn from that. Be diligent. Be diligent to do what God tells you to do. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 4. The soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Remember your souls, the will, intellect, and emotions. The soul of the sluggard, he desires. Oh, he desires. He wants the things of God. He wants to please God. He wants to enter into the promises of God. But he has nothing. Why? He never sees things through to accomplishment. He never does what God wants him to do. He has heard the word. He has the desire, but he doesn't get up and do what the word says. He's not diligent, a diligent doer, in order to see the promise of God come to pass. God says it's time for you to get up and throw off that slothfulness. The way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain. God wants you to rise up, put away that slothfulness. Be diligent to do what he wants you to do. Start redeeming your time. Get rid of that spirit of slothfulness. Put off that procrastination and rise up and decide, I will be diligent, I will be obedient, and I'm going to follow through on the things that I've been told to do. I'm going to complete the projects I've started, and I'm going to be diligent for the Lord. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you.